If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula. 866-229-3663 or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs. 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Yes, and thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR and other networks. Magical Engineer Frank, the guy on the board who makes all the magic happen. Are you ready, Frank? Oh, he's ready. We got a great show. First part of the show, we're going to be talking about, will artificial intelligence design the next viral threat? And we have a quack report. So before we get into all that great stuff, let's do our devotional big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short. And our devotion puts us in Psalms 19, and it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Absolutely. So if you want to be saved from the hellfire and the devil and all his demons, know the Lord and know him intimately, like a close friend. And when you have a close friend, you're talking all the time to each other. So don't ignore that. Spend some time in the Word. Get to know the Lord, what he expects of you, me, and everybody. And walk that path. And seek his face, because find the time to grow short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay. Let's see. This is from the Science Journal. Science Journal is pretty highly respected as far as the scientific community goes, but they are actually citing that the COVID virus, or vaccine, COVID-19, if you want to call it a vaccine, they're starting to see and write that they had harming effects. This jab had harming effects. Now they're calling it the long vaccine. Another name for long COVID now is the long vaccine, because they're seeing that people that got vaccinated tend to have conditions for long periods of time. It's not really the virus, it's the vaccine. This is a new study in Science Journal. It confirmed COVID injections cause the cardiovasculitis, myocarditis, and pericarditis, and also they've been reluctant to admit that autoimmune issues have been in play, but now they're beginning to see the connection. So autoimmune is part of the reaction. So science kind of blown the lid off of some of the things they said. Oh, no. But neuropathy, osteostatic, tachycardia, known as POTS, all these things are popping up, and they're now admitting it's been caused by the shot. Moving along, last but not least, in the quack report, Americans seeking cheaper everyday essentials due to the economy. So people are cutting back on personal hygiene items. Troubling sign, actually, for the United States and companies. So despite the inflation, shoppers, you know, they kept spending, but now their income gains are being affected as time goes on. The stimulus money's all been spent. There aren't any other benefits. People are being laid off left and right. ITs, people in some of the Fortune 500 companies, they'll be on vacation and they get a call and they don't come back to work. You're sitting on the beach somewhere and you get a text message and you know you've been laid off. That's so bad. Americans are skimping on everyday items like toilet paper and toothpaste. Economic environment being talked about, you know, in the business journals a lot because of the June's Consumer Price Index. So that measure was they anticipate to show annual inflation slowing by 3.1%. They say lowest level since March of 2021. But in the journal, they say the strains that the consumer is under have been exacerbated over the last couple of months, and the reduction in food assistance programs, lower tax returns, and the using up of extra savings and stimulus funds have become a consuming impact to this type of behavior. So as we move forward, people are going to have to get creative out there and being more, you know, sustainable on their own. So as we move forward, things are really changing, so be prepared. And that wraps the quack report.
you, Frank. All right, we got lots to talk about tonight. So, you know, that's a question I've been kind of rolling around in my brain is, you know, what all are they doing with artificial intelligence? And is it going to be having a hand in, I don't know, our next pandemic that is coming down the pike? They keep talking about it's coming. So a recent article in Wired publication promoted a discussion on how artificial intelligence will come into play regarding viral pandemics. Scientists are kind of using artificial intelligence in their research, and some are surprised by the results they're getting. So the technology of our age is kind of gaining this momentum that, in all honesty, seriously does concern people. So there is the looming question if artificial intelligence can be controlled to keep humanity safe. Scientists are asking interesting questions. Also, you know, such as, you know, who's overseeing the new branch of artificial intelligence that is developing algorithms from data? It has been provided from rapidly growing databases on viral sequences. All good questions. Here's a quote from this is science that Wired was writing about some research going on in Israel. So this is computational biologist in Tel Aviv University in Israel, Nir Ben-Tal, and he says AI is changing the field radically. So we got some super intelligence here that may be crafting science a bit. To what extent, we're not really sure yet. We all remember the trailers to the Superman movies, you know, faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Remember that? This could also describe artificial intelligence in its unbelievable feat to amass data and knowledge that is multiplying by each second. So saying artificial intelligence is a game changer, well, that's a severe understatement. But will it be for the betterment of humanity? Is artificial intelligence, you know, a threat to humanity? What will be the kryptonite that we can use against it if it should get out of hand? I don't got any guesses, Frank. What would be the kryptonite? Yeah, just, you know, pulling the electricity plug. I don't think that's it. I think they would have anticipated that. So let's talk about this next pandemic a little bit, because AI has been putting virus data into algorithms, such as a ferret virus they call H7N9. Now, this virus has been used by science for a while to create human influenza. The reason science uses this particular virus is it offers a unique model for easy human-to-human infection or transmission. So this component of the ferret virus can make a man-made virus into a deadly disease. Transmissibility is a big key. So the time it traditionally took researchers to look at these pathogens from other species, see what would it take to make them infect humans, was kind of a long and painstaking process. However, now when they have artificial intelligence and all these algorithms and this database, the scientists are using questions. They're giving the artificial intelligence questions on DNA protein sequences for certain viruses. They're wanting answers, and they're getting them in just a few hours. So AI is collecting, artificial intelligence is collecting a database of viral protein sequences, and it's really interesting that the article was discussing this. They described it as AI is armed with a rapidly growing database of virus sequences. Why are they saying it that way? Armed. And scientists from all over the world have been talking and they're taking advantage of this and using very sophisticated techniques with the help of artificial intelligence. So this new branch of research is artificial intelligence showing scientists where the key properties of viral strains and then picking out the most deadly ones as if they're kind of picking out a pair of socks. So artificial intelligence can look at hundreds of thousands of flu strains simultaneously. Mm-hmm. Talk about multitasking. But this reveals common criteria. That's what they're looking for. They're looking at common criteria among flu strains, offering diversity regarding transmission rate to human. And, of course, science says it is for the benefit of humanity and to protect us with new vaccines. That's why they're doing this. I don't buy it. I don't think that's the reason. Well, here's the mission, as they do this research, scientists give artificial intelligence more questions to answer. And so this new branch of science, arming AI, has also asked the question for artificial intelligence to solve some mysteries of viruses science hasn't been able to answer yet. Here's some of the questions the computers were given. What makes some viruses more lethal than others? List the mechanical features that enable a virus to trigger an immune response. And then how can this information be used in vaccine development? And identify genetic variants that enable humans to fight viruses. And also identify gene mutations that transform viruses. So scientists are already planning these experiments when AI answers these questions. For instance, when artificial intelligence delivers information on the list of mutation candidates, the scientists plan to genetically engineer the mutations and experiment with their effects. And as you can probably guess, this kind of research can lead to disaster. Here is a quote from the Wired article based on the Israeli research. They said, this method can involve creating a potentially dangerous virus, and two papers published in 2012 on the H5N1 bird flu, which typically does not spread among people, caused a fury because researchers introduced mutations that made the virus better able to spread among ferrets, and critics were concerned that the findings could be co-opted to make a virus to spread among humans, end of quote. Why wouldn't you want to see how an animal virus can spread to humans unless you intended it to spread to humans? Here's another quote from the article. They say, machine learning techniques are helping scientists pinpoint the mutations that allow bird and pig viruses to infect humans, end of quote. They go on to say, machine learning algorithms have been used to study DNA and protein sequences for more than 20 years, but only in the past few years have scientists applied them to viruses, end of quote. So in this Israeli study, scientists found one or more candidates from the artificial intelligence list, and they studied them in depth to reveal more detail and to explain why artificial intelligence selected them. And what it revealed was the viruses, they had deadly mutations. So science is, looking for the key to such viruses and how they spread. And the viral database has more than 60,000 viruses in it, and they call them novel viruses. So these are the ones most people don't have an antibody defense to. Another quote from the study, it says, for the novel candidates, researchers are now studying viruses with these mutations in human cell lines to see how efficiently they can infect human cells. And they say many mutations can make it easier to cross the avian to human species barrier. So they're asking artificial intelligence to see which mutations can corrupt a virus that has only been infecting a certain species of animal and how it can jump the gap to humans. So based on what I see and what I'm reading, they're not going to stop at this. This is, you know, this is what the Bible described as the worst time in history for humanity in the book of Revelation. I mean, you can see the setup for it right now. It's not time to be frightened. It's time to prepare, and it's an exciting time in history to be here. And if you're salt and light, you're one of Jesus's children, then you push back against the evil. That's what we're supposed to do until the Holy Spirit takes us out of here. Yeah, and then all the evil, you know, is going to run amok, and they're all going to destroy themselves. So, but now is the time really to prepare for any uncommon and new strains of diseases that could come down the pike. And one way is you want to strengthen your immune system and reduce inflammation in the body. So, if you know you're consuming foods that create inflammation, then you want to, you know, change the lifestyle and reduce that inflammation. And I'm thinking, based on my own experience with inflammation of my eye and my cornea problem, change in the diet has helped me immensely. Reduce a lot of inflammation. The eye feels better, looks better. I'm thinking more foods have been corrupted by science and agriculture than we're being told. And the body gets inflamed with a lot of the GMO stuff. So, and there's a lot of corruption in the organic market. So, let's say you've got a train with several cars full of grain going to market or wherever it's going to the mill. Those three cars of grain are worth three times more if you can get the inspector to say they're organic. Mm-hmm. When it's not. It's conventionally grown grain full of glyphosate, which is a carcinogen, and it causes inflammation in the body. So you can see where the problem could be. Corruption, money answereth all things. So we have to be really diligent on what we're putting in the body. We have to be prepared so we can endure to the end. That's what we're instructed to do. So if you're interested in learning how to cleanse and nourish your system, which your body's the holy temple of the Holy Spirit, you want to keep it nice, clean, strong, healthy, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have several formulas for immune strengthening, and they also have detoxing herbal formulas and things that help with inflammation. But, you know, your biggest asset is you and your mindset on changing lifestyle so that you can sidestep a lot of these problems. So cleanse and nourish is a very basic concept. Take the toxins out, put the nutrition in. The body is designed to regenerate and heal itself. So if we can just, you know, help it do that and step out of the way, stop doing what we're doing that maybe exacerbates problems, then we can avoid having health issues and be strong as we endure. So the phone number, if you want to call Apothecary Herbs, they have a free catalog they'll send you. It's 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you want to visit them online, it's thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And, of course, sign up for their online newsletters if you have email. They're only delivered by email. So the Health Quest goes out on Friday and the American Survival on Tuesday. And they're delivered each week to your email, unless, of course, there's some sort of glitch or holiday. So you can get this information and share it with family and friends and pass on the empowerment. Because that's what everybody wants. They want to feel empowered. They don't want to feel like they can't do anything. So we're encouraged in Scripture to use herbs for our wellness. All the way from Genesis to Revelation, God's encouraging us to, hey, I provided medicinal herbs. This is what you should use. And, you know, chemistry-wise, they're perfect for the human body, and they are. Science can't duplicate them, so don't try to reinvent that wheel. That's God's copyright, and it's excellent. So herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, and God can't lie. That's pure truth right there. And if you're a lover of the truth, you'll embrace that. I got so empowered when I embraced that when I was a young mother. I was like working in healthcare before that, and I thought, hey, this is like the world's best kept secret, and I want to learn how to do that. So that's what I went off to herb school and learned how to do that, and haven't looked back. Mm-mm-mm. So don't be afraid to embrace herbs. You know, you use a little, you get encouraged, you use a little more. It's almost like, you know, when you were a toddler, you took one step at a time. You learned how to tie your shoes, brush your teeth. Now it's just automatic. It's autopilot. And it'll be that way when you start using medicinal herbs. You'll get so good at it, you'll know what herb you need to use for when you feel under the weather. You'll be listening to the body closely, and you'll know, oh, I got a virus, or I have a bacterial infection, and that kind of dictates herbs to use. So thepowerherbs.com, check them out, get a free catalog, 866-229-3663, and that'll be sent to you. Now, when you online and you order a catalog, you'll automatically get a hard copy, even though your email will also send you the option to download the catalog. So you have that option. So thepowerherbs.com, take the power back. Take the power back. And Frank says, garlic. Garlic man speaks. Yes, garlic is your herbal antibiotic, if you want to describe it that way. It's what the ancients used, the poor used, and garlic all the time. Ancient Israel used it. It's antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. It's just got a broad spectrum of use regarding pathogens. So, yes, thank you, Frank. Garlic is one of my arsenal friends, and talk about being armed. And they've been doing studies, Frank, for over a decade on garlic, trying to figure out what's in it that makes it so powerful, but they can't seem to duplicate it. So, but garlic is an ally, and it's readily available, as Frank points out. Yes. Now, if you want to learn how to make your own tinctures, and press your own garlic juice, pick up a copy of the Power Herbs. It's just $14.99 at thepowerherbs.com. Now, it is a download. It's not a hard copy. So, but you'll have almost 400 pages of wonderful data, information on how to empower yourself with herbs. And you just get it in a PDF, Kindle or iPad, so you get to pick the download you want. $14.99. Worth every penny. I can see by the clock we're going to take a break, so we'll be right back with more.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say.
Into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Pick up where we left off the other day when we were kind of discussing some of the supplements. We were talking about supplements and the food harmonization code, the Codex Alimentarius that was starting in European Union, and we were going down the list what the Codex is trying to accomplish, and we got kind of halfway. So let's pick it up. They want to also prohibit the use of nutrition to prevent and treat or cure disease. So people take supplements to stay healthy and well. Also, they want to set very low nutrient reference values, understanding the requirements for health. So when supplements become highly restrictive, then they start dictating what kind of nutrition can be contained inside. This has already been taking place over in the European Union. They want to establish an erosion between food and drug categories, forcing supplements to become into the drug category. Also, they want to require expensive clinical trials for all your health claims and require massive requirements to pave the way for big corporations to take over your supplement market. So they want to regulate health claims with erroneous criteria to conflict with verified research, and they want to enforce the use of growth hormones and antibiotics as mandatory in all livestock and aquacultured species for human consumption. All dairy cows worldwide would be injected with Monsanto GM recombinant bovine growth hormone, as you know. And they want to encourage laws that will make giving nutritional information or advice of any kind illegal. They're already implementing that in the UK. Also, they want to prevent the use of warning labels on GMO foods and animals, and so you're seeing a pushback there. And they want to mandate all organic foods to be irradiated, which kind of gets rid of the organic. And they want to apply continuous pressure on countries to accept the codex for, or are they going to face some sanctions? So your freedom of choice, you know, is highly affected with this kind of codex ruling on everything. They want to actually standardize everything. So I did a report once. It was so insane, really, what they were doing over in the European Union, especially in places like Germany and stuff, where their health authority was trying to get legislative laws in place where they were scientifically dissecting herbs. Let's say, you know, garlic, for instance. They're going to dissect herbs and find out the chemical components of garlic. And then they would isolate those components. And then if you wanted garlic, they would sell each of those components to you to combine so you could have your garlic. But because it was all part of their thinking to standardize everything to be the same, which, you know, when it comes to crops, anybody that gardens knows, even if you don't garden, you may know this, you know, plants in different areas of the world, depending on where they're growing, the soil content, the weather they're exposed to, the sunlight, the rain, all these things affect the crop overall, taste, look, texture of the produce. So standardizing things like that from a clinical laboratory approach is pretty stupid. But they think it's smart. They want everything standardized, everything the same. Nobody gets more than anybody else. And so your freedom of choice is eroding under stuff like this. And the natural area of your healthcare is systematically being attacked, and corporations and pharmaceutical companies are, you know, like, you know, just waiting for the collapse so they can, like, you know, take over that area of market. So your codex regulations are being implemented in European Union, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and they're really working hard at getting them here in the United States. There are massive mandated restrictions to your ingredients, your processing, your labeling, your presentation, especially the food and your supplement products. So natural health experts have been warning that the pressures on the United States to comply with this codex, it's not going to go away. So if you don't have strong people standing up for righteousness and common sense and what's naturally correct, then we are in a world of hurt. So according to the Alliance for Natural Health, there is a massive move to mandate pharmaceutical-type standards on your supplements or any natural products, making it impossible for current small companies to comply with those demands. So what does that mean? Well, they go out of business, see? And it gives these businesses two choices: go out of business or sell to large corporations. Those are the choices. So the commission of the codex is using highly suspect scientific studies that are published in peer-reviewed journal articles like Toxicology to manipulate the nutraceutical standards and regulations. So recently it's come to light that the minimum of 50% of your journal articles, if not more, are fraudulent to begin with. So your peer review process has kind of been thrown under the bus in many places. It used to be the gold standard, but with all the corruption now, it's hard to take any of that pretty seriously. So let me just tell you, in 2012, what the people of the European Union lost. They battled, but they lost some fundamental rights to things like free speech regarding nutrients to better health. They can't talk amongst themselves about it. They can't publish, they can't distribute or talk to each other about natural things that'll help you. So everyone on earth has the right to have access to food, water, and medicinal herbs to improve and protect their health. The 13 nations of the European Union lost that ability. They lost hundreds of thousands of herbs right off the market. They lost 20,000 herbs right off the market immediately. And the other ones are highly restricted. So the people of these nations, they have to get a prescription from their doctor to get a supplement. So if you don't want that here in America, well, you start need to take, make some noise in the right ears of people that can make a difference there. So Canada likewise lost the use of 20,000 natural health products. The public of the Canada, they rebelled at the Codex. And Canada relented a little bit, but they fell short of converting their foods and herbs to toxic drug categories and made a separate category for the time being called natural products. So they relented a little bit, a little soft, but it'll get there. So the battle in Canada did heat up again, and there's a strong pushback that, you know, they want to license all these products. You have to have a license. So companies are being told that they can't sell their products in the marketplace until they apply for a product license. The product has to be evaluated. Let me just say, in Australia, I looked into this in Australia. Unreal, folks. You want to get a natural product on the market in Australia? Very, very difficult. Australia, like the European Union, it is, likes to look at your common supplements as drugs, like you would need a prescription from your doctor. So it has to go through this lengthy process that can take more than a year. The red tape you have to go through, the hoops you have to jump through are so convoluted. It's like, you know, trying to figure out the IRS code. And you have to hire a company to navigate it. And then in the end, hiring this company and then paying the fee to get one product through the process to get it evaluated and hopefully approved for market, and there's no guarantee it would be approved, it's $100,000. So only the deep pockets can afford that, and that would leave who? You know who they are. So fees are also associated with applications, thousands of dollars. According to Canadians, powerful multinational corporations are making their parliament officials irrelevant and are using Codex to gain an upper hand on competitors and drive them out of business. So these two countries, the UK and New Zealand, and of course when you add Canada back in, they fought long and hard to secure their rights with regard to natural health products and healthy food. Unfortunately, through healthy food regulations in New Zealand, they have a health trust there. The people were under the impression these rights would be protected, but they too, like the UK, found out that wasn't the case. Any company that wants to sell a natural health product or supplement on these continents has to go through this rigorous two-year maze of regulations because the products are considered either medical devices or medical therapeutics needing a prescription. So supplements are considered therapeutics requiring drug-like licensing. So the red tape is so massive, you'd have to hire this firm and navigate the process. So if you're seeking to sell vitamins in the UK, New Zealand, or Australia, you better have some deep pockets. You better be able to, you know, grease some palms along the way. This is the Codex barrier. So it's highly controlling, manipulative, and, you know, it's just slicing and dicing all those. So I talk to Australians a lot. You know, they email, they call me on the phone, and the herbs Americans have, they can't get. It's not on the market there. If you go to, let's say, a vitamin shop, you're used to going to things like GMC, the vitamin store, Whole Foods, to their wellness section, where you got an abundance of this stuff. They don't have that. Their vitamin store sells whey shakes. It's what you would see body lifters doing, using. And they are desperate for stuff like this. Now, through a loophole, I don't know how long it's going to last, the people of the UK, New Zealand, and Australia, they can order through the mail internationally from supplement companies, let's say in the United States, under a certain amount. I think it's under $2,000. With their duties and taxes on the other end. So they can get some things, but it has to be under a certain amount. And it's quite expensive because they're paying, what is it, 12 to 20% duties and taxes on the stuff when they get it. So if that's not your cup of tea, if that's not what you want to see here in the U.S. of A., want to be very careful and keep an eye out for any of these changes you may see or hear about, because prevention is going to be a lot harder, right, without nutrition. Your medicinal herbs are packed full of nutrition. That's why they're bitter. That's what Confucius said, good medicine always tastes bitter. Yeah. All right, so we're going to be talking, we have a few minutes. Just wanted to give you a heads up on the Codex Alimentarius, the Food Harmonization Code, New World Order stuff, obviously. So let's talk about gene therapy for a minute. Not the kind you wear. We're talking about your genetic genes, your DNA. Medical science has been developing gene therapy treatments for a long time, decades. So we hear about, you know, accolades of gene therapy here and there, the breakthroughs in the media, blah, blah, blah. And the public assumes that gene therapy is for patients seeking extraordinary means to address some deadly illnesses. But that's not completely accurate. It is possible that the average person may have gotten gene therapy and never knew it. And at the very least, had no clue of the ramifications of it. So we're going to check this out. Fastest moving area in healthcare is gene therapy. So to understand the significance of gene therapy, it is important to understand what genes are. The scientific definition of a human gene is this. The human genome is a complete set of nucleic acid sequences encoded as DNA within 23 chromosome pairs in cells in the nuclei inside the DNA molecule, which is inside a mitochondria. So human genomes include both protein-coding DNA genes and non-coding DNA genes. So your genes define who an individual is physically. So your genes are organized and packaged into units called chromosomes. Genes carry your heredity. And more importantly, genes carry with them chemical instructions so that your body can function properly as a unit. So science is stating that the number of genes that we have will vary from a few hundred DNA bases to over 2 million, which can indicate how diverse humans can be. Now, your DNA is passed on to the next generation. So the way you walk, the way you sit, your voice, the way you curl your hair around your index finger when reading a book, and all that stuff's passed on. And your tendencies are a part of you, too. So if you let science, they're going to alter that. Yeah, they're going to change you. So science has been manipulating genes for a while. In the 1990s, they started a sophisticated area of medicine called molecule therapy. And this type of treatment involves using DNA vaccines. So when DNA vaccines are used, they alter the expression or instruction in your genes that they operate under. So science knows that certain protein switches can alter your genes. And most infectious agents have proteins and are the perfect vehicle for gene editing. So the DNA vaccines influence gene expression. And here's a quote on the gene therapy vaccine. This is from Molecule Therapy publication. They said this in 2001, a direct inoculation of DNA into tissues involve a transfer of DNA encoding of infectious virus, thereby provides an amplification of gene transfer and could result in transinfection of host cells. So vaccines are the perfect vehicle for gene manipulation. Here's the definition of transfection and recombatant. It says, the process of deliberate introduction of nucleic acids into cells used to describe gene transfer to infect the cell, usually with viruses. The main purpose is to enhance or inhibit specific gene expression in cells and produce recombinant protein. The recombinant proteins are the proteins encoded in your genes that are cloned with the desired gene expression and translation of the RNA messenger. Molecule cloning and protein expression are two of the most powerful techniques within science. So the public is instructed that DNA vaccines are retaining your immune system. They're retraining it and helping it to produce antibodies, appropriate responses to the infections. But DNA vaccines alter your immune system T cell function and response to the infection. They call it T-cell priming in science, and it's a strong link to autoimmune disorder. So DNA vaccines have built-in adjuvants, also heavy metals like aluminums, to contribute to the induction of the new immune system response in four ways. And one of these ways, it affects how your immune system patrols for infectious agents. And also, scientists have altered that the immune system cells are designed, how they're designed to alert a system when you have an invasion. So it's altering your immune system detection. So this was actually discovered 15 years ago. They called it immunostimulatory properties. So science found that the immune system naturally makes immune cells that have a wide range of effects and are recoding cells in gene expression to control the human immune system function. Their DNA vaccines change the innate function of the adaptive function of your immune system. They're changing your immune system with this. The adaptive function helps to protect you from diseases and have you've come in contact before, and then you have antibodies, and you have adaptive cells. But science has taken that away. The DNA in vaccines is creating, they're inducing an abnormally strong immune stimulation effect, giving you an autoimmune dysfunction. They're also converting the high and low protein expression in your genes. They're allowing animal diseases to infect humans through the inclusion of species-specific sequences. And some DNA vaccines require prime boost or multiple immunizations to get the full effect. There's the booster shots. The DNA vaccines include influenza, herpes simplex, and hepatitis B, cancer, tuberculosis, HIV, anthrax, malaria, dengue fever, and various pet vaccines are DNA now. So DNA vaccines are are evaluated differently with little to no clinical application to actually measure its effectiveness. So they really don't care about it being effective at protecting you. That's not the goal. Get it quite in your head here. Vaccines, that's not the goal, to protect you. See, it's an assault. So what they're doing is they're re-engineering your immune system cells. They're recreating an immune system. So you just have to look at the research surrounding organ transplant rejection, which I reported on. There's changes there that allow scientific medicine to redefine the laws regarding organ transplants. Things like euthanasia allow the organ donation to become a cause of death. And if you missed that report, you can go back to the archives. It was September 13th, 2018. Therefore, to avoid the body rejection transplanted organs, science is changing immune system cells. So you don't have to take a lot of those drugs. So your DNA vaccines come into play here. It's not for your benefit. It's for their benefit, their money-making benefit. Here is the last quote from Child Family Research. This is Dr. Kathleen McDonald. She said, "This is the whole new age in medicine, and we're doing cutting-edge work. It opens up the possibility to build a gene for any disease where the immune system is overactive." Well, they created the autoimmune problem in the first place. Create the problem, sell you the solution kind of thing. But is it really a solution? Do your homework on all that, please. Artificial infections, that's what a vaccine is. That's not how you would naturally come in contact with anything. And your immune system doesn't create an antibody that way. That was Virology 101. And so a lot of brainwashing going on out there about this stuff. And do your homework. Don't take my word for it. You just do a deep dive into it, and you'll see there are some doctors and scientists coming out and saying, whoa, I didn't know that. And then they produce papers and research, and they get in trouble, of course. But the truth shines through, absolutely. The light of truth. Yep. So do your homework. Look into some natural ways to protect you from things like pandemics. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have a pandemic kit, and it's very broad spectrum in applications. You got several products in there. Get a catalog. You can see it in there. It's on their website, thepowerherbs.com. But be empowered and be prepared. Don't panic. Just be prepared. Well, I can see by the clock I'm out of time. Don't forget to give them a call at 866-229-3663. Get that catalog and be empowered. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well. Thank you.